We are in the process of developing a new permanent gallery on traditional boats of Ireland's west coast. So of course, Donegal, with its massive coastline and great rich maritime history, was going to be a focus of ours. So what we are requesting and looking for, and hopefully the public can help us out in this, because I'm sure we're going to get a lot of information, is any memories or stories Donegal people might have about, you know, boats they may have used, whether their family was boat building, whether they were just used as leisurely boats, maybe even people just visiting on holidays. There's plenty of great rich stories out there, fantastic photographs, documents, maybe even objects associated with those type of boats. There's a website where people can contribute their stories. It's ouririshheritage.org, the museum website. And if you go on there, you'll see a section called Remembering Our West of Ireland Boats. Donegal is fantastic in terms of heritage and maritime heritage. We've already have a fantastic collection of curraghs from the county, from Tory Island, Downings, Dunfanaghy, Bunbeg, made by some of the great curragh builders, McElhenney's, Jim Boyd. So we want to add to that, really, because, you know, there are other boat types out there we'd like to focus on as well. Greencastle Yawl, the Donegal Punt, nice little rowing boat as well. And there's plenty out there, plenty of kind of regional variations of boats. We're not looking for anybody, you know, people don't need to have great expertise in these boats. We're looking for lovely stories. What we're about in the Irish Folklife Division of the National Museum is people's stories really behind the objects. And I think that's what we're going to get with this project.
You have a number of boats already on display to form the centrepiece of this. It's more memories than you're looking for to put context on the physical exhibition as such.
Absolutely. And we're fortunate in the National Museum of Country Life in that we can gather those memories. They're still out there, you know, compared to other museums that may be dealing with archaeology or natural history, where those personal stories aren't available. We're in a position where we're fortunate. We still have time, I suppose, to gather those memories and gather those stories and gather those photographs, which are becoming, you know, increasingly rarer as decades go on. And that's what we'd really like to get. And with a county the size of Donegal and a coastline, they're out there. And we'd love people to just, you know, no matter what the memory is, go to the website, ouririshheritage.org, and contribute your story. It'd be lovely to gather as many as we can.